been a kirtan leader in his previous lifetime. How could he take so naturally to Sanskrit and chanting like that?
His what?
Yes. It's just like a Bengali kirtan leader. He joined the movement when he was only about 16 years old. Great.
Jagannath Das has just come back from Vrindavan. I think he's going to help on the books again. That will speed things up. Everything is going slowly through Sanskrit still.
Is it good?
No. Some animal figure.
Ribs? Lamb. Sheep.
Good. Simply keep. Subna, as soon as you become animal killer, Krishna consciousness is finished. Purikit Maharaj, Vina Pusu, except the persons who are killers of animals. Everyone will be in this. Nidbitta sarasai rupagyamana bhavavusadi chotram no vina kautama sloka gunanu vadad virajyasi puman vinapusun.
One good thing is that there's generally a growing movement amongst American people, I don't know about other countries, for vegetarianism. People are becoming more and more. I think it's due to our books, Srila Prabhupada. The book distribution is we are educating the people in that way.
Actually, you are educating. That's a bad.
Many vegetarian societies now.
To that farm in Oregon where Jamuna Mataji is staying. But I was thinking that actually she's a very, very wonderful preacher. And if she can visit our temples more often, then she can. In other words, instead of. It's more expensive to, and difficult to send so many people to her. Otherwise, she can come to us.
It's also a healthier environment, I think. It's a little,
She lives alone with Dina Tarani. She doesn't have much association. She's keeping herself apart a little bit.
Yeah, I think that's one. There's one disadvantage is that they have a little bit of a. Their attitude is a little bit separatist from ISKCON in the sense of keeping aloof. And if the girls go there and live there, they may develop that same mentality. It might be better for her to come to the temples and teach.
That make her
She has a... we can't force her.
But if that's her feeling, then if you send people, that's it. Oh, they're doing that beautifully. And they're expert cooks. They're very good devotees.
They could just be so valuable to helping our temples if they agreed to preach to our devotees. They could train. But the reporters from Time Magazine over to see our temple. I had Mother Jamuna prepare some prasadam, and she was also serving them. And then she was explaining about prasadam and preaching. So I could understand that as long as she stays on that farm, she's limiting herself because she's an excellent preacher. She could be very valuable, an expert preacher. Their idea is that they would like to make their farm a little bigger with more women living with them.
I like that.
There will be no man to help give advice. Just the women manage it all themselves.
It's like in Vrindavan, there is Bhojanasa. They're only women.
Samavad.
Not Samavad. But Bhojanasa.
So that's a good idea.
With man, it's dangerous for both.
Say that that farmland in Oregon is too small, very small.
Let them organize.
Jagadish was telling me that there are some boys who are donating 75 acres of farmland about 4 hours from Los Angeles. It is the best farmland in California. So he wants to develop this because they have given it to him specifically to make a farm and eventually to have the children of Gurukula live there. So perhaps we could invite Jamuna.
That's when you make Gurukul garment immediately
stop. It's the same thing. You're going to run into the same problem. The government again raised objection. Better to keep it real small, decent. As good as the children will learn it. Then they send to India when they're 8 or 10.
Yeah.
Children here are doing very nice. The children here are doing as nicely as in Dallas. I've seen them.
Small group.
Yeah. That forces all the temples to have a community, which is nice.
I better dress them. Well, come, do this, do that, do that. And they will never be satisfied. Because their business is to tease.
Simply to harass.
And so that they may not extend this philosophy, no me teaching, then their business will be spoiled.
Mm. We represent a threat to them.
Yeah. Therefore, they do not like this movement anywhere. No me teaching, no drinking, no illicit season of action. Everything is finished.
Yeah. Actually, we have many enemies in America.
Yeah, yes, naturally.
Everyone.
When we printed that Krishna Consciousness is Authorized, that little booklet, we gave the names of professors who appreciated our movement and their school, their college. So there are some demons in America who, well, like we gave the name and address of the professor in that book. So some demons in America got a hold of that book and wrote all the professors letters blaspheming our movement in your divine grace and telling them that professor, you should withdraw your name. You are giving your support to a horrible movement. So we have many enemies.
Did the professors write back?
Dr. Judah got a copy of one such letter, and he mailed it to Jayadwaita, so I've seen it. Very, very blasphemous, poisonous. But it was written by a very educated person. I could tell by the style of writing that the person who wrote that letter was very literate.
Oh, he did not disclose his name?
Yes, his name and address.
That person gave his name and address?
Yes.
Wrote the letter?
Yes.
So, we cannot bring him to the court?
Perhaps. I'll see. But this is an example.
No, I know that.
It is mostly from parents. Parents have had bad experience that they have lost their children to this movement.
Yeah, that's the big propaganda now. There's a number of men who kidnap. Their professional business is to kidnap devotees and other people belonging to other groups like ours. And they're paid by the parents to kidnap the children back, and they call it deprogram the children. Deprogram.
Yeah, Prabhupada saw that article on Ted Patrick.
I saw it in New York recently. Our president, Adi Kesha, he went up against this Ted Patrick on television, big television show. And he completely defeated him. So Ted Patrick was saying that, you know, that these people are all fanatics. So Adikesh at the end, he said, so if we're fanatics, then the Pope is even more fanatical, so why don't you deprogram him? And everybody laughed at that Ted Patrick.
He says we teach our... I mean, he has many arguments. He knows all about the incidents in Germany and Japan, and he uses this against them. Lying and cheating, he says.
A few devotees who have joined him, who left and have joined him, they've given him this inside information. So he tried... Actually, though, no strong devotee can be changed by him. He only gets the very new men. So now he's written a book.
About us?
About his experiences of kidnapping our students and others.
What is the book called?
It's called Let My Children Go.
Let Our Children Go.
So we have got our lawyer to start a lawsuit against them, because in that book, they are blaspheming us like anything. And this very big publisher who published the book has spent lots of money in advertising. And the advertising always uses our name because it's controversial. They always try to get people to buy the book, saying, now you can read about the dangerous Hare Krishna people.
It's a good propaganda, I think.
But we're trying to stop them.
Yeah, America is feeling the strength of Hare Krishna.
Yeah, they're getting pinched. You have really come as an aggressor, Prabhupada. Actually, I think we are the most dangerous revolutionaries in the whole world.
Rakshasas.
And everyone is Rakshasa, practically. If the government ever understood your mission in coming here, they would never have granted you this permanent residence visa.
Yeah. It's hard. It is very nice. The Swamiji is preaching about God.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't read newspaper.
Don't what, brother?
Don't read newspaper.
Oh, no. Not a smash.
So many don't add one another.
Don't read newspapers.
Yeah. Then next day they'll make so much propaganda against you.
So we should do that. Whenever we preach to anyone and we tell them that I tell them I have not gone to the movie house for 10 years, they say, oh, how horrible. Inhuman.
We tell them not to read the newspapers, they'll think we're telling them to stop breathing.
Don't read. You say, I'm not reading any other literature. Yeah. That's why you say, I've not gone to cinema. Yeah. There is another way of saying, don't go to cinema.
The Christian missionary was trying to convert the people so they would not listen, but then when he told that...
In hell, there are no newspapers.
In hell, there are no newspapers at all.
Yeah.
Coal miners.
Yeah, coal miners.
No newspaper, but it is horrible. Ask the health department of government that you write on the cigarette box. It is injurious.
Yes,
we are preaching that. Give us some money.
We are helping you.
Yeah. Similarly, intoxication.
Right.
And see practically. That means take some certificate from them.
If they find out that the solution is with God, they would rather have the disease. Hmm? If they find
not
out
from God, see practically.
Money from the taxes on these things. They don't want them to be abolished. The government makes thousands and millions of dollars by taxing the cigarettes and liquor, so they don't want these things abolished.
I'm in charge of the new Bhakti program in Los Angeles, and yesterday one boy called up the temple
and he was 17 years old, and he said, 5 years ago when I was coming out of a store, I received this Back to Godhead magazine. So I took it home. I was 12 years old, and I began reading it. I read 6 pages. But my mother, she was a strict Baptist, and she took it away. I couldn't read it. I never saw devotees again. Until this time, he called up. Yesterday, he came and joined the temple, became your disciple.
Just by reading one word of your books.
What is that?
Any word. Surrender to Krishna. Making almost 10 devotees, new men, every month. And they're all coming from your books, from reading your books, every one of them.
That's why I'm insisting, spread books.
But there was one boy who just joined a few months ago, and he had been reading your books, and he came to join the temple. He had graduated from college and been to law school, and we found out after some time that his father, his name was Dr. Roy L. McLean. He was a very, very big preacher in the South, and he had his own television program.
Christian. His father was the biggest Christian preacher in the South. He had his own TV show. Very big preacher, very strict Christian, and his son joined our movement. So the father calls up the son, how could you desert our religion and join this Christian movement? So
he explained how he was actually feeling real love of God now for the first time in his life.
He convinced his father that he should stay in our movement.
Recently in New York, my parents came to visit me. You know, they didn't come to see me. They came to a restaurant, but I happened to be there. So they related a very unusual incident that one of their friends is a lawyer in New York. So they were having dinner with him the other day, and he mentioned that recently he had gone to Las Vegas for a vacation. In Las Vegas, there are many gambling casinos. So when he was about to depart on the plane, one of his friends gave him a $5 bill and told him that in order that your gambling should be fortunate, the first good person you see there, you give this $5 bill to him, and it will automatically bring you good luck. So the man went to Las Vegas, and when he got out in the airport, one of our devotees approached him. And this gentleman happens to be a lawyer who's fighting against us to keep us out of the New York airport. He's representing the airline company. But he didn't know it was one of our devotees because they were in regular clothes, civilian clothes. So our devotee said, please, we're doing good work, educating people. You kindly give a donation. So the man thought, well, my friend gave me this. He gave him $5. And naturally, the devotee gave him a book. So the man didn't look at it, but he went into the taxi, the lawyer. And then when he looked, he realized he was supporting the enemy. Another incident they related is that they go on vacation to South America. So they were in the Amazon, in the jungle in the Amazon. And they, right in the middle of the jungle, suddenly the devotees were there. Vidyananda's men were there preaching. They said they could not imagine that they were in this most unusual place. No one was around, but suddenly Hare Krishna devotees.
They told me they met some autistic mother.
Yeah. He gets a book in an unusual place. They always say you people are everywhere.
We tell the public that we only have maybe 10,000 devotees. They're very surprised that there are so few Hare Krishna devotees because they see us everywhere.
It's like we're the most enthusiastic missionaries in the world.
Hey, that all the 10,000 devotees, each of them is a moon, not a star.
Oh. And you are the sun shield company. You're just reflecting your light.
Do the work of many stars.
Just recently.
And a star, they cannot do anything. They simply glitter, just glow on.
One boy joined our temple here. He was attending a very well-known college and straight A's in physics and science. So his parents were a little concerned. His father is a very big professor at California Institute of Technology, the biggest technical school in America. His mother is a professor of anthropology, and she is in the family of millionaires from Germany, German industrialists. So they were very concerned. So they came to visit their boy at our temple, and now the mother is coming regularly, giving nice donations and sometimes spending the weekend.
So give him nice. He's living with us.
Yes, he is.
He's given one room. No.
No, no, is he given a room?
No, he's just a room. We have him a place to study every day. He also has a PhD from Heidelberg University in philosophy. Yeah.
That was here. They take care of him. He's a good.
The other way, Srila Prabhupada?
Now that the Dr. Bhatt has become so very good in quality, when the people finish reading it, they see our ad for membership, and they write in for information on membership, and they're becoming our members, which means that each month they pledge donations, and they are on our mailing list, and they receive newsletters. We even send them prasadam in the mail. And now we've got 250 members each month donating to the book trust. All together are donating $4,000 each month, and it is increasing.
So increase the number of back to God, right?
Yes. As the quantity and quality increases in Dr. Godhead, the membership program is increasing, and orders for the literature through Dr. Godhead is increasing.
That's our best means of advertising. That's amazing.
Every day the mail order department is delivering to the airport or to the post office a big stack of books being mailed out.
I asked them to make a post office here. It's gone post
office. Each day 50 letters are coming. Some are inquiries, some are orders. Program through the Prabhupada. We continue writing letters to these people until they become devotees.
That's right.
And last year, 30 became devotees. They wrote us letters saying that they have moved into a temple and that they're very happy now.
Swarup, he does all his writing as a secretary. He keeps correspondence with all of these people every month.
In your book, there is an invitation in every book. For more information, write to the secretary.
Yes, that is Swarup.
I was sitting in one remains in Saru, that is called Mukti. Saru Kena, I was sitting. Bless in Los Angeles for walking.
Wow.
Now there is still a sea beach here.
It was Sri Dayananda Maharaj's idea to come here.
We have been planning for some time to prepare one flyer advertising our Vrindavan guest house, because every year college professors take students to India. They all go to see the Taj Mahal, so they pass through Mathura. So they can easily stop. To
Agra, they must go. Every foreigner will go to Agra.
So we want to make some propaganda, and Air India will help us distribute it. So the question is, these students and professors, they cannot control their senses from smoking and so on. So do we want to allow them to stay in our guest house? Because it is certain that they will smoke in their rooms. That is the only question, and then if you think it is all right that we still invite them, then we can prepare this flyer.
Make one room smoking room. That's all. Just like that kind of restriction is there in the airplane.
Yes.
Smoking,
yes.
Not normal. So, you keep a room separately, a smoking room.
So, one time when I was staying there, Krishna Balaram Nandi, I saw a man smoking a bidi in his room. If that happens in a bedroom, should the managers go and say this is not permitted?
Yes.
They should.
Kindly go to the smoking.
The deities in Vrindavan are in need of paraphernalia. And which is more important? Do the deities get their paraphernalia or should the money be used
for the projects?
Who asked me?
What?
I'm asking you which is more important.
I left him. We want to give some money. Transfer to the Bank of America. Account number 1606.
The Mayapur Vrindavan Trust Fund?
Yeah.
Oh.
Right. And let me know that I've transferred so much money.
Yes.
Then I'll do.
Puja has been improving in Vrindavan. Right now, Nitai is the head pujari there.
And inshallah.
And he is making many improvements.
He can. All of you can if you like.
But Alex, he's becoming very enthusiastic to support our movement. His wife is very, very devoted. She is always insisting that he give more.
What about July?
And this month, coming up, at the end of June, we are printing 1 million copies just for 1 month's sales for this bicentennial celebration. There'll be so many people coming to the parks and monuments to observe this event.
Kalyan, the paper, most important theistic paper in India. In giving Hanuman Prasad's for last time, you are selling about 95,000. Within 1 lakh.
Fantastic. Now it is 10 times that. That organization now is finished.
Yes. There is no life.
No.
But it was a good organization, that's all. On account of good organization it was going on. Mm-hmm. But there is no life. The Marwaris, they can organize business very nice.
First class, yeah.
That.
Same thing with even someone like Swami Chinmayananda's group. It is organized nicely, but there's no...
No more organization.
Really?
Organization is
organization.
Oh. Sorry. Dead life organization, how long it is? Apranasya hi vihasya mandanang lokana. If the body is dead, how long keep it alive by simple painting? Is it possible?
No.
It will decompose.
So then everything, the church, everything?
Artificially, Gungan Chamas Kapalet Fal Baramas. By artificial means, you can keep a thing alive for 6 months. But what is destiny, that will go on all the time. Baramas. Baramas all the year.
just like that girl's body. There was one girl that was had some disease. She was unconscious for how long? A year and a half?
She was practically speaking dead. But by artificial means, they kept the heart pumping.
For 1.5 years.
And they thought that if I pull out the electrical plug on this machine, then it will be murder. She was already dead. And the doctors fixed this machine to keep her heart... Now they were afraid to pull out the plug.
Not dead. Dead cannot be my continue my electricity.
Spirit, soul was still there.
Soul was still there, but
so then, so then there was no movement, no thinking. Everything was...
Man, conscience that.
Terrible karma, like a tree.
I remember reading in England there was somebody that had been in a coma for 17 years. They'd been in a coma in a hospital for 17 years.
17 years?
Yes.
Bad karma.
And still he was taken care of. Good person. And then after he revived?
No, he was still in a coma. Oh. It was just an article that he'd been in coma for so long and there was no hope that he would revive or anything.
That description you give in the Bhagavatam, Srila Prabhupada, at the time of death, it's in the fourth canto. It's very, very graphic. During the Purunjan, the story of Purunjan, how the fire starts to build. Attack is given on the kingdom.
Oh boy.
Anyone who reads that will become very much...
Sober.
Sobered up. These books are real slap. They make you awake very quickly. I used to lecture from that to the new men. To bring them out of their Maya quickly. People don't like to think of death. They try to forget it. So fearful to them. And that brings all of the horrors of death very graphically in front of them. You describe how the soul is kept, the body is burning like a big fire, and the soul is trying to get out, but all of the holes are blocked. It's just like a man in a house, it's burning and he can't get out.
Numbers of men, big temples, it is all due to our books, to your books. So I was thinking that if one day this Krishna consciousness movement becomes so powerful that even it is giving instruction to governments, that will also be because
that
of...
It is very easy. You increase the number of your devotees, government is yours. It is not very difficult. Simply have to increase our support and then the government is there.
Actually, although the actual number of initiated devotees is still few, there is a growing, ever-growing number of sympathizers.
Supporter,
tremendous number
of so you make good supporter, then government is there.
And it's all based on selling your books more and more. That is the principal way to increase the supporters and thus deliver the whole world.
When people ask me, how many members do you have? How many people? I don't answer anymore, 5,000 or something like that. Now I tell them many millions. Because the thing is, when you ask someone how many Christians are there in America of such and such sect, they don't mean priests. They mean also the people who are coming.
Congregation.
Congregation. So we should give that number, not as 5,000, but as so-and-so many
people. That I say when people ask me, how many followers you have got in India? And all said.
The whole country,
That man was amazed on the plane when he asked me, he said, how many members of your religion are there? So I said, well, in India there's hundreds of millions. He couldn't imagine it.
That's what we should say, 2 million.
Srila Prabhupada, before you were mentioning that we should start to try to get on friendly terms with some of these governmental people, would that be done in the same way as they do in India? Just like we have so many government ministers, they become life members and things like that. Is that possible to do in America?
Yes, when psychology is the same. How many lines?
How many lines?
Four.
Four lanes.
That is the biggest.
No, there's highways with six lanes, lanes. And there's even some with seven. Yeah. 14 lanes. In other words, 14 lanes both sides.
Every family has to have two or three cars, otherwise they are not respected.
Also, every family has to have two or three televisions, otherwise there's fighting. Because one, the husband wants to see the one show, the wife another, and the children another. So at least two or three televisions.
Yes.
Two or three cars.
In India, those are each.
Getting one.
Yeah.
In Bombay.
Bogie Lal Patel had 23 cars. Just for him and his wife and father.
They are spending money to save income tax.
Yeah.
They have got enough income. They just have given the income tax. Why not provide some subcar, some drivers, some carmans? And he repairs the house every year. In this they spend money. This is good policy. The money is distributed to the poor.
Yeah.
Instead of going to the government property.
He's got at least 35 servants. And it's only father and son and daughter-in-law.
That's all. No children.
No. Prabhupada stayed there. They gave us so much
no, they're very favorable to us. Especially the father.
Oh, yeah, Bogie Lal. I remember when I first approached him for a donation, I asked him, please give 25,000 rupees. I was the one who was approaching him. So then he said, I can give 10,000. So I said, I said, please give more. He said, all right, 25. It didn't take very much preaching. So kind-hearted. And his son, Pran Lal, was also a nice boy.
Yeah. He's very intelligent. He knows what to do. His wife was
very nice.
The young girl.
Yes. They're actually a little aristocratic, I think.
Oh, yes.
They have palatial buildings in Ahmedabad. Oh.
That when I was staying there, that young girl, the daughter, she was always taking. Always. Savage went to her Patmani.
That was a wonderful stay.
Very good.
That was when Mrs. Nair surrendered. That house.
Bogie Lal was coming daily
to talk with you.
Yeah.
And Pran Lal was offering any help to you. And they gave us, the secretaries also were treated very nicely. Gave us each a car.
Srila Prabhupada, when I first came to this to your movement, the first thing I was told is that Lord Chaitanya's movement in this age will, like a moon, rise for 10,000 years. I was told that number, 10,000 years. Is that true? And then after that,
this movement will go for 10,000 years without any impediment.
Yeah.
So that means increasing because it's the nature of the spiritual energy.
You should take this opportunity. If you want, sincerely, if you like.
Thousand years, there's good opportunity to
many foreign souls will be delivered back to our families.
Yeah, right.
Very encouraging.
You once said that Christianity will die out, we will be the only religion left.
I did not remember.
Someone told me like that.
It's already dead.
It's already dead.
Their party is in the churches.
Dead.
And the priests are coming to join us as well.
This old place. There are no men. And now Melkani in the same place, the same country, man. That is it. These boys and girls and men, they are not imported from India.
No, they're formerly Christians and Jews.
These demons that are trying to challenge us, they cannot stop our movement for 10,000 years.
They will be what stopped. Is their challenge? They have nothing to challenge. Unless they are, what is called, violent. That much they can do, like demons.
That you think that they will do that eventually?
No, now people are civilized, it is. But they want to do it.
They're thinking. So,
but only when a god of a civilized person, it looks odd. Especially in America, where religious freedom is there. Otherwise, they don't know. This formula, anyone who is not Krishna conscious, he is asking. This is very revolting. Because I am not Krishna conscious, I am a rascal. Yes.
Oh, they don't like that. That is a great
thing. This is too much.
Even you are challenging their gurus. That they get very angry. Sadaji Whitlaw used to tell me, I like your Prabhupada very much, but he's always criticizing all of our gurus.
Like Ramakrishna and this cheater magician.
He calls them cheaters, rascals, rogues in public. And all the pandals used to do that. Oh, they couldn't stand it.
That man that stopped me in the street.
That's killing me. I'm simply a child repeating the words of Krishna.
Yeah, you always tell them that. It is not what I'm saying, Krishna is saying. But that gets them even
angrier. Krishna conscious, we're obliged to say like that.
That makes them even more angry.
Actually, Krishna says, Namanga duskita namma unha prabandhase na. I'm finished. They cannot bring any defamation. We can say in the quota, we are simply repeating, like parrot.
That's a parrot.
We have placed to become parrot of Krishna.